Hare Krishna. You will hear a very surprising aspect of Krishna's pastimes today. We have altered the plan a little bit. I don't know if this is of importance for your friends who are maybe outside now. We will now have our Krishna Katha up to 9:30, and then Gaur Krishna will have 1 hour of kirtan, immersive kirtan, and then we go from 10:30 to 11:30 with our little crossing the threshold. It's a very beautiful experience, which I think no one wants to miss. It's really something that will create a deep, lasting impression. Then we go into the New Year's meditation at 11:30, and then at 12 o'clock, if we are fortunate, Radha Madan Mohan will give us the midnight darshan. No? That's a little changed plan. If you want to make a photograph and send it to friends who are in the nearby bungalows, we have posted it on the temple door. Krishna, how are you all doing? Okay. Yeah. My dear devotees, it is, I think, the main idea of this program which we have now, which starts now, is that we want to be in the association of devotees. And further, more, we wish to be in a devotional atmosphere, a devotional mood, so that we will start the year with this devotional mood, this devotional idea, and hopefully that this carries over as we transition from 2024 to hopefully a very Krishna conscious 2025, at least for us. So we want to do this in the association of devotees, so that we get the strength, the enthusiasm, the spirit, the bhakti shakti, all this that it comes. So yes, we will start now with the divine snake doctor. This will be something memorable. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. My dear devotees, let me give you a feedback. You are singing nicely the melody, but something is still missing. It's your full focus and your full sound. You are a little, as if you are shy. Don't think, my God, I'm not a good singer. Please throw away this shyness and sing a little better. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Yes, yes. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Way to Krishna, it is often seen, more often than not, that there are obstacles on our path. instead of being afraid of them and feeling discouraged, it's good if we face these obstacles while asking Krishna to help us overcome them. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the journey of the conditioned souls and his insights, his own realization, in a beautiful way, and I would like to sing, I don't know. We can try to sing at least one line. Ekono bojino prabhu tomara charana. Can we maybe break it into half? So I say half. Ekono bojino prabhu. Hey. Ekona bojino prabhu tomara charana. Tomara charana ashoka bai amrita. Ashoka bai amrita puna sarva kshana. Achana. He sings in the voice of someone who has tried their level best to overcome the obstacles of life on their own. He sings like a soul who has really tried to move forward on the path of self-realization on its own. And then he says, I have finally understood something, O Master. It is this: your lotus feet incessantly, without stop, bestow utter nectar and complete freedom from all fear and despair. When I turn to your lotus feet, I have understood, I have seen that something comes from your lotus feet that helps me to become completely fearless and completely free of all despair. Therefore, I have left now everything behind, and I have fallen at your lotus feet, O Lord. I know now your lotus feet shall protect me, my guardian. There is really no other protector within this material world than you alone. And I want you to know one thing. I'm your eternal servitor. I realize this at long last. The burden of my upkeep is no longer my concern. It is your concern. So you can see here this very classical motif of bhakti, that by surrendering our lives, our mind, our intelligence, and perhaps even our troubles, and laying them in the hands of the Lord will protect us. I see more and more devotees are coming, and perhaps Radha Kripa, are you here somewhere? Maybe you can be at the door and be the usherer. You know, like in the cinema. I know you never go there and you don't remember it. even you can say, oh, here's so much place, oh, there's so much place, and there on the shoulder of this Mataji you can sit. When place goes always positive, there's enough place for everyone. This is a central theme of our lives, and many devotees have told me that their life became so positive and so blessed at the moment where they also finally understood that it is by Krishna's mercy and not their own efforts that they can overcome the difficulties they face on their long and winding road back home, back to the kingdom of love. Now there is a beautiful narration how Krishna helped Srimati Radharani to overcome an almost insurmountable obstacle in their relationship. This is a very classic narration, it is very old, and that shows how Krishna, in a most playful way and joyful way and delightful way, can do the impossible and remove the obstacles on the way to him as easily and happily as a child removes a poisonous mushroom from the ground. Pick and throw. So please hear. But we need to start this katha by understanding a little bit about the love which Radha has for Krishna. There is a verse. Ekasya shutameva lumpatimatim krishneti namaksharam sandron mara paramparam upanayat yanyasya vangsikala. Srimati Radharani, who feels her love to Krishna growing stronger and stronger, says, when I heard the name Krishna only once, I lost all my intelligence. When I first heard the name of a person called Krishna, all my good sense left me. Sometime later, I heard the flute song played by some unknown cowherd boy, and an intense madness arose in my heart. Then my friend Vishaka drew a picture of a most handsome boy, and when I looked at the picture, the boy came out of the picture and kissed me. Now my mind has become attached to him as well. Am I not condemned? For I have become simultaneously attached to three persons. The person with the name Krishna. So you know everything already. The person with the name Krishna. The flute player with his irresistible melodies, and the beautiful boy in the painting. What will be my future? It would be better for me to die and be free from all sins. So Lalita, who heard Radharani out, said, has this happened in a dream? That in a dream you heard the name? In a dream you heard the flute? And in the dream this beautiful boy came out of the picture? And Radha replied, whether I was dreaming or awake, I don't know now. All I know is that my burning heart now longs for these three young men. Oh, wicked heart, Are you not ashamed to love three people at the same time? Oh heart, only when I kill my body, I will be free from you, crazy heart. When Lalita heard Radha speaking like this, she said in a voice full of compassion, "My dear friend, it is springtime now. No one of us is immune in spring from the attacks of Kamadev." But Radharani was unmoved by Lalita's consoling words, and she pointed towards a nearby flower vine and said, "Do you see the flower vine? If you truly want to cure me, then wrap the flower vine around my neck and hang me on the tree over there." Lalita and Vishaka quickly covered their ears. "Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu!" In horror of Sri Radha's words, and tears burst from their eyes, they said, "If you continue to say such horrible things, it is us who will kill ourselves." Suddenly, by the arrangement of Purnamasi, the great mystic yogini of Braj, Lalita had a revelation. Her eyes opened wide. And she smiled brightly and she said, "My dear friend Radharani, I can understand very clearly what happened to you. How could you, the most chaste of all Braj gopis, be in love with three different men? It's not possible. Listen to me. The three persons are in reality one person, named Krishna, then the flute player and the boy in the picture, they're all the same. Quite simply, your heart is drawn to three features of Krishna. First, his name. Second, his pastimes, yes, he plays his flute. And third, his form. Your love is wonderful, and you may now give up all your shame and all your plans to end your life. Dear one, you could love no other person than Krishna." When Radha heard this, she went, and thought to herself, "My dear mind, be peaceful now. The man you seek to attain is no other than the shelter of all living beings, the controller of all the worlds, and the soul of all souls." So here you can see the love of Radha. It's very deep. And there was a lot of ecstasy in her heart. In growing angst means anxiety, her stepmother Yatila grew worried for her daughter. She behaved so differently. And she called her daughter-in-law, Radharani, and she called for Kutila. Kutila is her own daughter, and said, "Dear Kutila, please listen. I'm unable to protect Radha from that Krishna. What shall we do? I have no idea. I think we should forbid Radha to leave this house." But Kutila said, "My dear mother, this is impossible. How can we stop the movement of Radha when every day Brajeshwari Yashoda, the queen of Braj, calls her to cook for Krishna?" Yatila shook her head and said, "What more moral code tells that a well-bred girl should go every single day to the house of another man and cook for him? My daughter, the ill reputation of Radharani has spread throughout Vrindavan. How can I tolerate this? You go to Brajeshwari and tell her, don't ask Radha to come to your fickle son. And if she becomes infuriated and angry, we will give up Vrindavan and relocate somewhere else. I will do anything and everything to save my Radha from Yashoda's wicked son, Krishna." My dear devotees, when Radha was kept in the house and could not meet Krishna, the divine couple felt so much sorrow that even the goddess of speech and learning, Sarasvati, has no words to describe the sadness of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna must meet, just like the rain cloud must meet the lightning so that rain comes. When there is no rain of rasa in Vrindavan, the rain of transcendental love, everyone suffers. The deer suffer, the peacock suffer, the parrot suffer, the bees suffer. I don't know if there are mosquitoes, but if there are, also the mosquitoes suffer. In a hopeless attempt to somehow bring the heat of the fire of separation down in Radha's body, the Sakis, their girlfriends, made a cooling bed of lotus flowers. They picked the lotus flowers, they put them on a bed, they spread a very fine and transparent cloth over it, they sprinkled it with fresh Yamuna water, and then they put camphor and sandalwood on there. But the moment Radhika's hot body touched that bed, the petals of the lotus flower instantly withered away because of the heat of her anguish. My dear devotees, how can Srimati Radharani tolerate the suffering of being separate from Krishna? She can't even tolerate the suffering which comes when she blinks her eyes like this and for a moment doesn't see Krishna. At that time, she tells Brahma he is an idiot because he has not created fish eyes which never blink for her and therefore doesn't know about the ways of love. So how can a personality like that be satisfied in the separation from Krishna when she cannot leave the house? So she fell unconscious on the bed of flowers, unable to see or hear everything. At that time, Yashoda had sent one servant girl called Dhanishta to the house of Radha. Dhanishta had the following message: "Everyone in this house, please note, this morning Radha did not come to cook for Krishna like she always does. In her stead, Rohini cooked for Krishna, but Krishna did not eat nicely the preparations he left with a flat stomach. It was not a stomach like most of you have, you know. A flat stomach. So I have come here, said Dhanishta, to ask Radha to cook at least sweets, so when Krishna returns in the evening, he can eat Radha sweets and then keep some for the morning. So when Dhanishta spoke like this, she asked, but where is Radha? I mean, I need to tell her personally. And everyone said, oh, we don't know what happened to her. She fainted on this bed. So Dhanishta went to Radha. Do you know the preferred way to bring great devotees and also Srimati Radharani back to consciousness when they have fainted? What is done? Chant Krishna's name, says Jai Gopal. Yes, Dhanishta went to Radha and said, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Radha went up with a start. Dhanishta said, do you know Krishna could not eat and left the house with a flat stomach? He misses your food. Radha immediately said, Rupa Manjari, and everyone, have you heard? Krishna is said that he cannot eat my preparations. Immediately make a fire, bring big pots, and we will make the Modaka sweet. Everyone looked worried. A moment ago you were unconscious. Radha said, don't worry for me. I'm very energetic. I want to make these delectables for Krishna. Let me do this. So she hurried into the kitchen. My dear devotees, the fire in Radha's body became cool and cooled down when she entered the fire of devotional service. Fight fire with fire. When you feel down and sad and you feel, oh, where is Krishna in my life? Enter the fire of seva for Krishna. That fire will extinguish the fire of your sadness, the fire of your separation. After preparing the sweets, Sri Radha gave them to Dhanishta, you know, the servant girl who had come from Nandagram, being sent by Yashoda. And when Dhanishta received the sweets, she whispered something in the ears of Radha, Lalita, and the other Sakis before she went back to Nanda Maharaj's palace. That same evening, after Vishakha had heard the secret message of Dhanishta, she fell on the ground and made a show of grief. She was crying, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Jatila, the mother-in-law, the problem mother-in-law, came to Vishakha and said, what's wrong? What happened? Why are you grieving? Sri Radha was bitten by a black snake. She didn't see it. Shaken, Jatila asked, a black snake? Where did it happen? How did it bite her? Well, the black snake was lurking under the battery tree. Radha mistook took the jewel on the head of the snake for her own jewel. She reached out to capture that jewel and then was bitten in the hand by the snake. Jatila began to howl. Oh, what? She will die? A thunderbolt has struck my head all of a sudden. And she rushed into Radha's room and said, "Oh, my child Radha, how are you feeling?" So Radha was trembling like this. "Oh, mother, all I know is that my body burns intolerably. I know nothing more than that, and I cannot say no more." Satila said that we need to bring a snake doctor. Radha said, this will not help. If any male person touches my body, I will die on the spot. Jatila said, "Listen, my dear girl, when we are sick, we have other moral codes. The doctor can come before us. Please accept my order." Jatila was totally terrified for the life of Radha. Now at that moment, an elderly man came into the house and said, "Dear noble lady, I have heard your daughter-in-law is sick from a snake bite. You should call Shri Hari. He subdued the powerful reptile Kaliya and Agasura. And just by looking on the cows who had died by drinking the poisonous water that had the poison of Kaliya in it, just by looking, he brought the cows back to life. So bring Hari and let him just look at your daughter-in-law, and then everything will be teak." So Radha overheard this and she said, "I had so much pain from these constant rumors that I'm together with Krishna, that the pain of bringing Krishna is more painful than the raging poison in my blood. Don't bring Krishna, otherwise you would be my lifelong enemy." Jatila said, "This is very problematic. No doctor is accepted by my daughter. Let us go to Purnamasi and ask her. She is well versed in tantric scriptures. She knows magic and mantras for recovering from snake bite." Vishaka agreed, and immediately everyone rushed to Purnamasi. Purnamasi had white hair. She is dressed in saffron cloth because she is a yogini, and she has a hut on the banks of the Jamuna. She's staying there and is mostly, when she is not arranging something, she's meditating. So Jatila and her daughter ran to Purnamasi, paid their respect and said, "Our Radha is bitten by a snake and she will die in half an hour or 1 hour maybe." So Purnamasi had a guest, and this is very important. The guest's name was Gargi. Who knows whose daughter Gargi is? Someone said the daughter of Gargamuni or Gargacharya, the priest, highly respected priest. So everyone turned to Gargi. "Gargi, do you know mantras to bring out the snake poison?" And Gargi said, I personally don't know this art, but I have a younger sister and she has learned the art of saying mantras. Let's pause here a little bit. In Mayapur, we have really heavy snakes, you know, I mean really monster snakes, you know. Some of them are easily from here to the wall, and they have up to 3 heads. Yes, I have seen personally. And you have to shoot them a few times before they give up their snake nature and change bodies, you know. Hare Krishna. So, also what we have in Mayapur is snake doctors. They mostly come from the Muslim community, and they know to do to chant mantras. Then the snake poison is coming with the bloodstream to the 2 holes, let us say, in the foot or in the leg, which the snake has bitten. And then you can see it. I have seen personally the black poison of the snake comes out of the 2 biting holes or bite holes. And then what they do afterwards, they cut with a knife around this the wound and put some herbs. And then they say, what do they say? You know, may you live a long life. And then it's good, you know. So here they look in this Leela, they look for a snake doctor. And Gargi says, I don't know the art, but I have a young sister. Her name is Vidyavali. Say?
Vidyavali.
Vidyavali. She usually lives in Kashi with her respected husband and therefore is not known in Braj so much. So she happens just to be my guest in Mathura. We can just get her quickly and bring her to where Radha is. It will be very quick. Now this Vidyavali doesn't exist. Gargi doesn't have a younger sister. She had told Krishna to be in her house and dress up like a female knower of the tantric arts. She's dressed in really red, there's black, there's golden rings, and a really heavy. So Gargi goes with Yatila to Vidyavali and says, younger sister, we have a snake bite case here. Can you please come? And Vidyavali says, snake biting, to cure snake bites is only one of my many arts. This is a village art. I'm a Brahmani. Don't ask me for these village arts. I don't want to show my village art. Gargi says, Bill, in this case, you know, it's a Braj Gopi. They are not ordinary village girls. They have fame and they have all the good qualities. And here it's Radha, the daughter of Brishabhanu Maharaj. Oh, said Vidyavali, that's even worse. When I go to Braj, everyone knows in all the forests there is this boy who plays the flute. This boy who dances, this boy who's out at midnight and invites the gopis to come. If this boy sees me as I pass on the road and throws his eyes on me, I lose all my womanly qualities. Everything gone. Gone is my aristocratic family. Gone is my reputation. I don't want to go in this wild jungles and meet the son of Maharaj Nanda there. Shatila said, please, 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 please. Yes, this Krishna is a problem, but please come. Save my daughter-in-law. I will become your servant. Vidyavali says, let me think about it. If you are with me all the time and protect my chastity, I will come. But you must know, my treatment is a little special. I will remove the poison by mantras, but I also will put the tambula, which I choose and chew, into the mouth of your daughter-in-law. Will she accept it? She will accept everything, said Jatila. I accept everything. Just come, come, come. Vishaka put a string around Radha's wrist so that the poison from the hand would not move up into her lymph nodes and then all over the body. But she says, soon the string will not be able to hold the influence of the poison. We are in a hurry. So Vidyavali goes after playing very reluctant. She goes and comes at the house of Jatila, and Jatila and Abhimanyu. Who's Abhimanyu? Yes, the so-called husband. He's a shadow of Krishna, really. They respectfully bathe Vidyavali's feet, and then Jatila takes the Charanamrita water. She, who has sworn an oath to protect Radha from Krishna, by Krishna's arrangement, takes the foot wash water of Vidyavali, who's no one else then?
Krishna.
Yes, and sprinkles Radha over. So Vidyavali sees Radha. My dear devotees, anyone who catches only a glimpse of Radha's toenail, only the toenail, and the light which comes from there, can never forget what they have seen. It is so beautiful, but it would be wrong to say it's only beautiful. In everything which has to do with Radha, her toenails, her beautiful zari, her beautiful hands and arms, her face, every pore of Radha is filled with the highest form of love, and just seeing this or coming in contact is absolutely overwhelming all our senses. So Vidyavali, when she entered Radha's room, saw the beauty of Radha, but she was covered with a white shroud. Shroud is like a cloth that covered her almost completely, because everyone thought soon Radha will die. It was the Leichentuch, you know, the shroud. And Vidyavali saw, well, I can't treat her like this. You have to remove this disturbing cloth, because I will have to pass my hands over her body, a little bit like Reiki, you know, like this. And then I have to give her I have to do this. So Jatila, yes, of course, took all the shroud away, and Vidyavali or Krishna started to, before the face of Jatila, heal Radha. Then all of a sudden he said, it doesn't work. The snake is so powerful. Oh no! Just think of something. Yes, I must put the beetle, the tambula, which I'm chewing, in her mouth. So Krishna, before everyone, bent down and placed with his own mouth the beetle in Radharani's mouth, who was almost fainting in divine ecstasy. This was before the eyes of Jatila. Then Vidyavali declared, it still doesn't work. This snake is very powerful, and the snake poison is very powerful. I must now say the most powerful of all mantras and call the very snake who has bitten Radha here in this room and talk to the snake and then force the snake to take the poison out. And you better leave the room immediately. Oh, yes, 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 yes. They all left the room. It will take 3 hours. Now, all the Sakis were aware that Vidyavali is really Krishna. And they were drowning in whirlpools of bliss. And they could not laugh very loudly, but they were exploding in restrained laughter. And they said, let us go to the door. Jatila also come and listen to the conversation which Vidyavali has with this dangerous snake. So Krishna then spoke in the female voice, like Vidyavali. O king of serpents, from where have you come? And then in a different voice, the voice for the snake, he replied, Kailash. Who ordered you?
Not Shiva.
What was his instruction?
To bite and kill Abhimanyu.
Jatila, my son.
What was Abhimanyu's crime?
He committed no offense, but his mother committed 2 offenses.
So why did you not bite her?
Because she will burn in greater pain by lamenting the death of her son than if I bite her and kill her.
But this doesn't make any logic. You didn't bite Abhimanyu. You were biting instead Radha.
Yes, I have to kill Radha first. Because the best of sages, Durvasa, has blessed the crown jewel of chaste lady Sri Radha to be one whose husband cannot die. Only if she dies first, the protection which Radha gives Abhimanyu is falling to the ground.
So tell me, what are the offenses which Jatila said?
First of all, I want you to know, I will give unbearable suffering to Jatila. Now I'm killing Radha, and tomorrow the protection which she gives to Abhimanyu crashes down, and then I kill him, and then she will really suffer.
Jatila was, my life is finished. Vidyavali said, what is the heavy offense? to be the right voice, no? What is the heavy offense this Jatila did? First offense is, she said, Radha is not chaste. And the second offense, she said, the wonderful son of Nanda Baba, who is the origin of the deity of Lord Shiva. Shiva worships Hari. Krishna is the origin of Hari. So this foolish woman says, Hari and Krishna. The voice became ecstatic, but it catched itself. Is not chaste. For these two unforgivable offenses, one against Radha, one against Krishna, Jatila has to suffer. Jatila could no longer control her mind. She said, oh, my son and daughter and life, my very life. Let me die, let you not die. O Vidyavali, I surrender at your feet. Is this the voice of Jatila? I think somewhat, no? Please somehow satisfy this king of serpents. I will never again forbid Radha from going to Nanda Maharaj's palace to cook for Krishna. No, no, no. She is free to do as she desires. And she can return home whenever her duties of cooking are finished. So that the snake started to speak to Jatila. Jatila, listen. I'm very satisfied by what you said, but you should also worship Shiva and offer him fine foods. I shall now remove the poison from Radha's body, and then I return to Kailash. But the moment when you stop Radha again, or even think she is not unchaste, or even dare to offend Krishna, I will return. I will return. I will return for you. So, after 30 seconds, Vidyavali said, wow! O gopis, be supremely blissful! The serpent has withdrawn the poison and has gone. Brishabhanu Nandini is fully cured. Immediately the gopis ran into the bed and to the bed. Radha was lying on the bed. Oh, Radha. And they were almost bursting in laughter because no one was bitten by any snake, you know. Oh, Radha, how do you feel now, they asked. Very well, said Radha. There is no longer any burning sensation in my body. Everyone bowed down reverentially at Vidyavali's feet. Jatila said, oh, glories to you. You have saved Radha's life. And Kutila whispered in Jatila's ear, mother, we have to give something to Vidyavali. We have to give her Radha's necklace as her reward. What are you saying, foolish Kutila? Said Jatila. Why only a necklace? All the jewelry from Radha should be given. And then she said, oh, Radha, with a blissful heart, decorate Vidyavali with your ornaments. You will receive many new replacements from your mother and Brajeshwari. So Radha was just all the time being so much in bliss, you know, that her main obstacle of meeting Krishna had been removed by Krishna, who met her right in her house, who gave her with his own loving mouth his tambula, who treated her in an extraordinary way, and she began to decorate Vidyavali Krishna before the eyes of everyone who was against her. And while she did so, she took a necklace and was hanging around Krishna. The eyes of Radha locked with the eyes of Krishna. And they looked, and Jatila thought, you're looking very romantically. and so on. And Radharani thought, listen carefully. Although my sakis, my girlfriends, are as dear to me as my own life, I never play loving pastimes with my beloved before their eyes. Yet today, my beloved has freely enjoyed me to his heart content, right in front of my mother and sister-in-law. In this situation, I cannot say anything, and I have to remain submissive and not show my contrary nature, this man, which Krishna likes so much. Anyway, so be it. The desire that I cherish, birth after birth, has been fulfilled, for I have extensively tasted the tambula chewed by my beloved. My two long-time enemies, who is this? Jyotila and Kutila, yes. My two long-time enemies have brought the soul of my life to me. They have bowed down and worshipped his feet, and they have induced our meeting. Because of this, I pray for firm devotion to their feet. I want to be devoted to Jyotila and Kutila. I now decorate my Krishna not only in direct presence of my mother-in-law, but on her order. O Providence, you are divine. O Krishna, you are divine. I offer my homage and extol your glories. Where and to whom could I possibly relate this marvelous incident that has been orchestrated by you? Well, the devotees of the Sangamela have heard it, no? So, loud she said, Vidyavali said, O noble lady Jyotila, it is after midnight. Please say what you want us to do now. Or do you have any further requests? Or should we too, Gargi, my sister, and me return home? Jyotila said, Gargi and Vidyavali? How could we allow you to travel in the darkness? Why not happily stay here tonight? There is a good, Radha is a good room with good places. You go there. Oh, Gargi said, I don't feel I should stay in the room. Let only Vidyavali stay, the master of the mantras. She should rest joyfully with Radha on the flower bed in the rooftop room, because sometimes there is still a little bit poison in the heart, and there may be need for other mantras. And of course, this was granted. My dear devotees, this is just one of the other playful pastimes of Krishna, but please let us return to the point here. That Krishna can remove all the obstacles. Bado dukha paiyachi. Svatantra jivane bado dukha payachi. Now, Svatantra jivane. I will say half of it. Sabaduka dure gelo. Sabaduka dure gelo. O paravarane. I have suffered great despair in my life of being independent from Krishna. But now, by accepting the shelter of your lotus feet, all my sadness has been banished. Those feet of yours, Krishna, are the feet for whom Rama Devi, the goddess of fortune, practiced severe penance to attain this. And when Lord Shiva attained your lotus feet, he became so auspicious and powerful. By taking shelter under your lotus feet, Lord Brahma, the creator, could create. Your lotus feet are embraced by Narada Muni in his heart. My dear Krishna, your very feet give fearlessness to anyone who surrenders. I carry these lotus feet on my head. In supreme delight and pleasure, I dance and sing about your lotus feet. Samsara Vipadaha. Samsara Vipadaha. Avashya Udara. Avashya Udara. Bhakta Bhakata. Sorry. Bhakati Vinodaho Pada. Bhakata Vinodaho Pada. Koribe Tomara. Your lotus feet will certainly free this Bhakti Vinod and all of us from the miseries of worldly existence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yes, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare louder if possible. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Madhava. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Wonderful to hear this, no? It is, you know, if you want to understand Krishna, you need two perspectives. One is you need to understand how he is the source of all sources, the creator, how he is present in everyone's heart, how based on his powerful energies, the material world is there, the spiritual world is there, and you are there. You are also an energy or a part of Krishna. You need to understand this perspective. But you also need to understand something about his nature, his mind, his personal qualities, which are just so delightful that he is the darling boy of or the darling of everyone in Vrindavan, who is just loved for the way he is, not because he has powerful energies or he is the all the wealth in the world belongs to him. No, he's not loved because of what he has, but he is loved because of what he is. Playful, joyful, inventive, creative, never boring, and so on. And this other perspective needs to also be there. I can see this room with two eyes. Yes, I have also a third eye. All of us have a third eye, the intuition. You know, we can close our eyes and still we can perceive something of the room. But yes, on a simple basis, I need two eyes. So I need two perspectives to really understand the depths of Krishna. Yes, with one eye I can also see something, but I cannot see what I can see with two eyes, the depths, the richness of the form and everything. So please look with Krishna through these two eyes. One eye is not sufficient to see Krishna. The philosophical eye is not sufficient, nor is the rasa eye, the eye where we see his delightful pastimes, sufficient. Both must join, and then a complete picture of Krishna can emerge in our purified heart. It can only be seen in the heart that is pure. Good, my dear everyone. We are moving on in our, what is it called? End of the year celebration. That sounds like the previous East Germany end of the year. You know, they used to say the Christmas, the Weihnachtsmann, you know, St. Nicholas is the end of the year puppet, and angels were forbidden. It sounded too religious, so you would see end of the year puppets with wings, you know. So this is not the end of the year celebration. This is Sangha Mela in action. So what we will do now is we will have more kirtan up to 10:30, and then this amazing presentation called Tirtha Crossing the Threshold will be there. It's a little bit also, the idea is that we need to all cross the threshold into the new year. So it will be quite, I hope you will enjoy it. If Krishna is merciful to us, it will be wonderful.